Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Beloit city officials and Ho-Chunk leaders say they're still working toward a $400 million casino and resort, which would be the biggest economic development in the city's history. Earlier this week, the Illinois governor went public with his intention to fast-track plans for a casino in Rockford, 18 miles away. Governor J.B. Pritzker said he was going to do everything possible to help Rockford beat Beloit and get casino goers to come to Illinois first. Beloit and Rockford have been talking about building a casino for decades, but both cities have made substantial progress recently. And the latest market basket survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation shows a summer cookout for 10 people comes in at less than $6 per person. Sarah Hetke says that's a value.
Totaled $56.47, which is a pretty affordable option for many families, especially considering it's even less than what a Big Mac.
She says some of the items included were ground round and pork spare ribs.
See a slight increase in the price of ground round. You know, that just comes from we're in the summertime and there's a strong demand.
And she says when compared to the national survey, the prices in Wisconsin remain competitive or even a little bit lower.
We were just 9 cents higher, so that's pretty negligible when you look at the total market basket survey overall.
She says the survey is a reminder that many of those meat and dairy products are made at home. Other items included in the survey, baked beans, buns, lemonade, potato salad, and condiments like ketchup and mustard. State's unemployment rate continues to remain very low. The most recent numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show unemployment rates declined or stayed the same over the year in 47 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Mitchell Rupp is a state labor economist based in Wausau. He outlines the Northwoods numbers.
For the month of May, the unemployment rate is as follows. Forest, 4.3. Landglade, 3.0. Lincoln, 2.7. Oneida, 3.0. and Vilas, 3.0.
The largest over-the-year decrease of 1.1% occurred in Iron County, where May's rate was 4.2% compared to 5.3% a year earlier. Price County is at 3.1%, down a few ticks from a year ago. Forest County saw a decrease of 1% from April and is close to last year's levels at 3%. Vilas County's rate is about 1 percentage point down from a year ago. Oneida's is unchanged from a year ago at 3%. Langlade County is also at 3%, down about a half of 1 point from last year, and Lincoln County is nearly identical to a year ago. And because residents living in the district said no to a referendum, the Palmyra Eagle Area School District is going to close. The next step in the process is up to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. School board members approved the closing during a meeting Monday. Classes will still be held during the upcoming school year. The April referendum was needed to provide money for the district to keep operating, but voters turned it down. And the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office reports the body of a missing scuba diver was recovered in Lake Michigan earlier this week. 53-year-old James Wynn was diving with his wife Friday afternoon about 20 miles off the Milwaukee lakeshore. 53-year-old Susan Wynn died, and her husband's body was recovered 3 days later. And a 35-year-old Wisconsin man tells Sheboygan police he gets urges to do odd things, and this qualifies. Patrick Beeman is going to log about 5 months in jail for repeatedly clogging up women's toilets. Beeman pleaded no contest to 5 counts of criminal damage to property. He also has to pay $5,500 for his urge to do odd things. The weather forecast for the afternoon: look for sunny and very warm, high near 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 61. For the 4th of July, a slight chance of showers in the morning, then a better chance of showers in the afternoon with a high temperature near 84, but otherwise partly sunny. And then showers and thunderstorms are likely Thursday night. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.